Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Once was a sweet thing.
That's the late, great Stevie Ray bringing us back. SRV, 17 till the hour. Thanks for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. We're having a great visit with Andy Goss. Andy is, as you know, is one of the great experts on monetary policy, especially in the area of gold and gold coins. That's his business. We're talking about a lot of that right now. We just had a great discussion with him. He gave us some pretty cool insights into what the Fed's going to be all about, the disruption, right, Andy? Is going to be feeling. Before we get there, though, I want you to give us your website.
Andy Goss, AndyGause.com.
All right, so check that out, folks.
Or 800 number if you want to talk. I like that. 800-468-2646.
Especially about gold coins, right?
Well, yeah, or about anything. If you have a question relating to monetary things, I'll tell you, if it's a sports question, you lost me. But if it has to do with money, I'm good there.
There you go. And so, all right, so the disruption, we can look for, are you seeing the possibility that the Fed is going to be so disrupted this year with the way the economy is going to change, the new demands from Main Street, maybe even some global issues, that they're going to actually have to do their job, have to do some work this year?
Yeah, good way to put it. Exactly. You know,
because they haven't had to work, have they?
And they do not. No, they make their money regardless. They get their 6% paid up dividend, whether or not our economy is doing well or we're doing well. They get their 6% right off the top. So it's hard to argue with that. Payday, that's
right,
for sure. And especially since they've really increased their monetary activity, you think about it, record profits at the Fed. Now, while the rest of the economy has been suffering, for the last 8 years, record profits at the Fed.
People don't usually think about the Fed as making a profit. Explain how that works.
Well, it works like this. So let's say Congress wants to borrow $1,000. Instead of printing $1,000, they print a $1,000 bond.
Right.
They sell the bond to the Fed. The Fed creates $1,000 the same way, printed on a paper, and then they sell it. They effectively sell it to the Congress at interest.
Mm-hmm.
So, $1,000 over 10 years, 30 years at 2% interest, especially when you created it for nothing with a computer keyboard, that's pretty healthy.
Are they going to start unwinding their balance sheet as the economy grows? Are they going to start doing that?
I don't see how. I can't see how they could unwind their balance sheet.
Is that three, four trillion dollars on their balance sheet that's just gone on there in the last 8 years? Is that just going to stay there? I mean, what is that monopoly money going to do?
Well, how do you monetize $1.5 trillion worth of mortgage-backed securities that nobody would buy
right.
for 30 cents on the dollar? So that's what they have sitting there. They have $1.5 trillion in.
So they've got the same kind. They've got the same kind of situation with some of their assets as they took banks down for.
Exactly right. Well, that's where do you think the assets went?
Wow.
Because otherwise the banks would have gone down. So, Jim, no mistake that they're owned by these very banks that they regulate.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Citigroup, yeah, but Goldman Sachs, J.P. Morgan, they're the owners of the Federal Reserve banks. You would think it would be we the people. That's the way Andrew Jackson wanted it. You know, that's the way it should be. We have a treasury. That's what they're there for. The treasury should issue money, not bonds. It should issue notes. It should issue the paper money that we use.
Right.
And then you could eliminate the interest on the national debt. But, of course, they like taking theirs off the top, and it's always been that way. And when it was gold and silver coin, Jim, it was self-regulating. And my grandpa used to say, if these guys, Congress, had to spend real money, gold and silver coin, they couldn't do what they do.
That's right.
And in reality, with the Fed there as their incestuous sister that loans them money anytime they want to spend more than they have,
Right.
Hell, I'd love that deal.
That's well, yeah, deal, because there's no limit to, they're basically counterfeiting, folks. And you can't
you can't counterfeit gold. You can't cash a Federal Reserve note and say, give me the gold. You have to go into the open market and take whatever people will exchange it for.
Right.
I know when Ronald Reagan came into office, we just hit our first $1 trillion in the money supply.
Yeah.
And now we're at nearly $20 trillion.
Right.
So,
right.
So you're right. There's no limit, no practice.
So what do you think about inflation? What's inflation going to do in, say, it's beginning in 2017? Is it going to go up?
It's going to eat us alive. Yeah, I think by the time we get to this year, this time next year, we'll be looking at 6% annual inflation and 4%.
And the Fed will have no weapons to fight it with.
Well, raising interest rates. So, I mean, they'll be at 4% on the long bond by this time next year. Now, if you're a bond investor and you're holding a 30-year bond that you bought at 3%, then you're going to lose a quarter of your principal.
But if they raise rates this year, though, Andy...
Mm-hmm.
On the economy that's going to start growing, but it's still, in my opinion, going to be fragile. I mean,
right.
could we be seeing a stagflation? Thank you. I was just about to come out of my mouth. A stagflation scenario 5 years from now?
Well, no, I think we'll see it initially, because you're right. It's going to take a minute for all these companies to get their plant up, to get their equipment up, to get their headquarters up.
Right.
That 15% tax rate, though. The 10% cut on the repatriated cash is what's
right.
really going to ignite the economy. So they're going to bring $3 trillion back to the United States, ostensibly to be invested here,
right.
and a $300 billion boost in revenue
mm-hmm.
for the Treasury.
Mm-hmm.
That might release a little of the demand on the Fed, because the government won't be borrowing money, so they might not have to raise rates initially.
So many questions for Andy Goss. He has great answers, folks. I got more after these messages. Don't go away.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.